Stage Dramas present Unsung Heroes. This week's front page drama, Unsung Heroes, is a dramatization of one in a series of heroic incidents portrayed in a feature article entitled Men Who Made Delivering Milk a Hero's Job, to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. To many people, the early morning clip-clop of the milk wagon is the theme song of the dullest occupation on earth. But hundreds of milkmen have proven that the seemingly uneventful routine they follow day in and day out is packed with thrills and unseen perils. An alert member of the Bottled Cow Brigade can find plenty of chances to be a hero during his workaday duties. Occasions often arise when he has to use quick judgment, take prompt and firm action, play detective, no first aid, fight fire, thieves, flood, and storm. Like the policeman and the fireman, the humble bottle bringer has a part to play as a public servant and protector of human life in any city or hamlet. But for all his extra jobs, except for the gratitude of those he has helped, the modest and considerate forgotten man goes on for years without anyone to sing his praise. To pay tribute to the unknown heroes of the milk truck, the Milk Industry Foundation recently organized a Legion of Honor for members of the trade who distinguish themselves in line of duty. From the long list of heroic deeds performed by these unsung heroes, we have selected one typical incident which demonstrates their courage and resourcefulness. In the matron's office of a children's hospital near a large Midwestern city, early one morning...
Good morning, Miss Thomas. There seems to be no let-up to this blizzard.
No, Miss Evans, and that's what I came to see you about. It's over 24 hours since the last fresh milk was delivered. Since then, the roads have become absolutely impassable. The snow has drifted and blocked them. We're now facing a serious milk shortage.
Then we'll have to fall back upon our reserve of canned milk, Miss Thomas. But there's plenty of that.
But there isn't any. We've already used up most of it. Remember, Miss Evans, the Board of Estimate and the County Commissioner said we were carrying too much dead stock. And in that frenzied wave of economy following the fall of Lepton, they cut down on our purchases.
But surely with a little care, you can make it last a day or so. This storm will blow itself out soon, and then the snow clouds will break apart through.
Sorry to disappoint you, Miss Evans, but there isn't enough to last a day, and there are any number of serious cases that must have milk. I thought I'd better tell you while we still have the telephone communication. The way that storm is blowing now, it's quite likely a lot of the wires will be down.
Well, if the milk shortage is that serious, I guess I'd better call immediately and see what can be done about getting a supply out here. Although I can't see how a truck could get through those drifts,
they'll find some way when they know it's for the little children.
Very well, Miss Thomas. You resume your duties and I'll try and get the dairy.
Yes, Miss Evans.
This is Miss Evans, matron of the Children's Hospital.
Oh, yes, Miss Evans. This is Todd Miller. We're kind of short-handed today, so I'm filling in at the switchboard.
I see. Well, we've missed our last two deliveries owing to the storm. We're facing a rather serious shortage of milk. Do you suppose there is some way of getting one delivery out here today?
I don't know, Miss Evans, but I'll do my darndest. Those kids out there need milk, so find some way to get it out there. I'll go to work on it at once and call you back, Miss Evans.
Very well, Mr. Miller. And we will appreciate anything you can do to help us. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Evans.
You finished your route?
Yes, sir. Todd, it was tough going, but I made it. Well, what can I do for you?
I had an emergency call from the Children's Hospital.
Huh?
They're facing a serious shortage of milk. I want to get a couple of volunteers to try to take a truck through. What do you say?
Oh, count me in, Todd. I've got two kids of my own. Healthy ones, too. And I know what milk means to them. I can see how serious it is for them sick kids. Say, Todd, Charlie's just clearing his truck. Maybe he'll go along.
No, thanks, John. I'll ask him.
Charlie needed no second call, and together with John, they loaded the truck and set out into the teeth of the biting blizzard for the Children's Hospital on their errand of mercy. Through the city and out on the windswept highway, piled up with drifting mounds of snow, the two courageous milkmen piloted their truck.
How you coming, Charlie? We're doing okay, ain't we?
Not bad. A little more than a mile to go, and we ain't had to dig ourselves out of a drift for almost 15 minutes. My hands and feet are starting to feel like they belong to me again. Thought they were frozen for a while.
Yeah, mine too. Only a little way from the hospital now.
Yeah, on the last mile. Hey, take it easy, John.
Huh?
It's like we're heading into another bad drift.
Yeah, okay. I'll shift into low and hope we can buck it. I hate to have to get out and dig again. Ah, she's a pretty bad one, Charlie. I'll get out and see what I can do with my shovel again.
Okay, John. I gotta shut off the motor. Find those boiling eggs.
Oh, you're trying to dig ourselves out of this one.
Ah, boy.
Yeah, I guess
that's
a bad one, Charlie.
I have
to
think up another way to get that milk to those kids.
Yeah. It'll make it by truck. Hey, man, I've got it. We'll make a sled and pull it the rest of the way.
What can we make a sled from, John?
That big saw barrel in the truck.
Huh?
We can knock that down and wire the barrel staves together, put the milk on that, and pull it over the last mile.
Okay. I'll try anything once. Can't be any worse than trying to move this mountain of snow with a couple of shovels.
Yeah, well, we can work it on the truck, so at least we'll be out of the wind and snow.
That suits me, fella. Come on. Let's go.
Okay.
Despite the numb condition of their almost frozen limbs, the two men set to work with a will, and in a comparatively short time had made their improvised sled from the barrel. Loading their precious cargo of 24 gallons of milk, the two heroes began pulling the sled over the treacherous stretch of snow-locked land that separated them from their destination. Meanwhile, at the hospital, a doctor and the matron anxiously awaited the arrival of the life-giving shipment of milk.
Well, Dr. Mitchell, getting very late. Do you suppose we ought to call the dairy again?
No, Miss Evans, we'll just have to wait. Not much the dairy can do now. Mr. Miller said those two men were two of the best in the plant, and if anyone could fight their way through, they could.
But in such weather, and they'd be lost or frozen to death trying to get here. Don't you think even in weather like this, they should have been here? Matron's office, Children's Hospital.
This is Todd Miller again, Miss Evans. Any sign of my boys in the truck yet?
No, Mr. Miller. I was just discussing the situation with Dr. Mitchell. I'm afraid even in such weather, they're overdue. It'll be getting dark soon, and there seems to be no let-up to the storm.
Well, I'm pretty worried about those boys, Miss Evans. And if I don't hear from you in the next half hour, I'm heading a search party to go out after them. If they could have made it at all, they should have been there long before this.
We can hardly see 50 feet outside the hospital here, so it's almost impossible to keep a lookout for them. We've cleared the road from the highway to the main building. And the moment we see them or hear from them, I shall call.
Very well, Miss Evans. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Miller. You see, Doctor, there is cause for alarm. Even Mr. Miller thinks so.
Please don't misunderstand me, Miss Evans. There's every reason to be alarmed, but I don't think we should give up hope. Personally, I have every confidence those young men will get through.
And barely a quarter of a mile away in the blinding snowstorm, two figures stumbled along. First one and then the other falling to his knees, but getting up again and staggering on.
Can we make it, Charlie? Mm-hmm. I'm almost blind. I can hardly feel my feet and hands anymore.
Yeah. I can't warm the sweat of myself, John. I'm beginning to feel drowsy. The legs are like lead.
Yeah, come here. Once we stop, we're done for. We have to sit down to rest. We'll never get up again. We've got to go on.
Yeah.
Think about the kids.
Hey. Hey, look over there. There's a sign.
Huh?
Yeah. So much snow on it. Yeah. Let's brush it off. See where we are.
Okay. Might give us a little encouragement if we know we only had a little way to go.
Here, pull over a little bit. Yeah. Here, now wait till I knock some snow off. Hey.
Huh?
Hey, look.
What is that?
Dry clothes. Children's hospital entrance.
Fair enough. The driveway's just a couple of hundred feet ahead. Let's go for the last lap, Tom.
Yeah. Much along. Much along.
All right. Bring them in here. I have this room already. Get those hot drinks ready. Miss Thomas, bring me the brandy.
They're both in pretty bad condition. Oh, I'm afraid, Doctor. They both seem to have lost consciousness.
All right, Doctor. All righty. Now you, Shep. Off with their clothes. Look, great. That's right. You take this one, and I'll handle the other. Better work fast.
Their hands and feet may not be quite frozen.
Come on, Charlie. Oh, a few yards. That's mine.
I hear you.
Fine.
We'll make it.
Fine. It's all right, boys. You're safe. You're here at the hospital. You have made it. Over the finish line, and you've won.
Recently, the members of the milk industry awarded those two brave young men their Legion of Honor for inestimable courage, stamina, and fearlessness in the face of almost insurmountable odds, and for their unselfish service to humanity. Remember that someday your milkman may be performing some such distinguished service to your community. He, too, may be one of those unsung heroes. You have just heard Unsung Heroes, a dramatization of one in a series of heroic incidents portrayed in a feature article entitled Men Who Made Delivering Milk a Hero's Job. You will find this and many other interesting articles in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the greatest enjoyment in the many fine articles and feature fiction by the world's best writers in every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.